public resources, the invisible benefit the city gives every resident. Every city maintains a huge set of public resources with taxpayers' money, the collections of libraries, the exhibits of museums, the courts of sports venues, and the activity rooms of community centers. They are long-term checks the city writes to every resident, yet sadly, most people never cash them. Many people's impression of public resources remains at the organized visits of school days. After starting work, libraries become a place remembered only when taking qualification exams, museums are visited only for viral exhibitions, and gym memberships are bought but rarely used. These resources are free or cheap, yet they lie idle because people do not understand or know how to use them. The real value of public resources lies in leveraging extremely low costs into extremely high quality of life. A library card can exchange for the book resources of an entire city, one booking can reserve a proper court downtown, and one public lecture can expose you to fields you would not normally touch. Those who know how to use them gain an invisible city membership identity. This article systematically sorts out the usage methods of four core public resources: libraries, museums, sports venues, and community centers. From registration, booking, and venue selection to time strategies, it then gives a systematic method for integrating public resources into daily life, helping you turn these neglected benefits into a real part of your life. Public resource sharing is not esoteric knowledge. The key lies in knowing where to find them, when to go, and how to use them most conveniently. Next, we start with the most basic public library and open the door to this city's resource treasury layer by layer. Public libraries, the underrated knowledge infrastructure. Public libraries are the most cost-effective knowledge infrastructure in a city. Hundreds of thousands of books, quiet study spaces, and free e-resources and databases are combinations that commercial bookstores and online courses cannot provide, and the entry cost is often just a free or inexpensive library card. The first layer of a library's value is borrowing. Beyond paper books, almost all municipal libraries provide e-book platforms, audiobooks, and e-journal databases covering the full spectrum from academic papers to bestsellers. Learning to use a library's digital resources means owning a free knowledge bank available at any time. The second layer of value is space. A library's study areas, reading rooms, and seminar rooms are the second office of many students and freelancers. Stable seats, air conditioning, and power, and a quiet atmosphere make a library almost a free co-working space outside peak hours. The third layer of value is activities. Lectures, reading clubs, parent-child story times, and skills training on weekends form the library's social and learning functions. Most of these activities are free, yet they are often neglected because information is scattered. Following the library's official account and website in advance lets you miss none of the worthwhile events. The secret to using a library well is building a fixed habit. Set a fixed weekly time slot as library time, rotating borrowing, self-study, and activities by week. Using a library is not a whim but a time investment that can be listed in a life system. Museums and art galleries, free classrooms for aesthetics. Museums and art galleries are the most generous public classrooms in a city. Permanent exhibitions are mostly free or cheap, presenting a city's historical context and art collections, while special exhibitions bring high-quality national and even global content at low prices, resources that only travel could provide a few years ago. The mistake in visiting museums is treating them as one-time check-ins. The truly valuable use is building a themed visiting sequence around your own interests. Focus on exhibitions of a certain historical period one year, and zoom in on one artist's works the next. Themed visits turn you from a walkthrough observer into someone who truly understands. Information is the key prerequisite for visiting. Almost all museums have opened online booking and real-time commentary, and some venues offer free guided tours at scheduled times. Checking exhibition notices, booking time slots, and planning the visiting route on official channels in advance can upgrade the efficiency of a single visit by a notch. Visiting museums with children requires a dedicated strategy. Choose exhibitions with children's guides or interactive experiences, Keep the visit within children's attention span and spark interest with a small pre-visit task such as asking the child to find a specific exhibit. Museums can become the fixed classroom for aesthetic and historical enlightenment in family education. The special value of art galleries and museums lies in low-cost aesthetic accumulation. Continuous, themed viewing of original works cultivates the eye far better than any high-definition online image. Turning exhibition visits into a quarterly fixed arrangement will quietly change your perception of beauty and history over the years. Sports venues and fitness resources. City sports venues are an important regulator of fitness costs. Commercial gyms charging annual cards in the thousands of yuan look far less attractive in front of public sports venues. Standard courts, pools, and track and field facilities open to the public on a pay-per-visit or low-cost monthly basis, at far lower cost than commercial institutions. Discovering venue resources begins with a stocktake. Log in to the city's sports bureau or venue operation platform, list the public venues near home and near work, and record venue type, opening hours, prices, and booking methods. A venue map is your own fitness resource atlas. Booking is a required course for using public venues. Courts in popular time slots often need to be booked.